How can I find gigs as a video editor? Welcome back. Welcome to Side Hustle School. It's Chris Guillebeau, your host. We're going to look today at the world of video editing and exploring how to turn one's passion for visual storytelling into a profitable side hustle. And of course, we do these questions and case studies as a proxy. So if you're not interested in video editing, that's okay. The whole point is, how can you take a skill that you have or a skill you're developing and find a way to get paid for it? Because you need more than a skill. You need a business model. You need an offer, a product, or a service. So our guest today, Ethan from Atlanta, he has been honing his editing skills and is now ready to take the leap. But before he can press record on this new venture, he needs some guidance on, well, what happens next? I think he's actually asking about some equipment. I'm not sure I have a great answer about equipment, because that's something he's got to figure out. I mean, he's the expert in that field. But let's see if we can kind of pivot the question a bit to look at some strategies for building the portfolio and attracting those crucial early clients. So thank you for being out there. Thanks for being part of this community. I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsor, and then we're going to jump in episode 2703, all about video editing.
Hello, my name is Ethan, and I'm a video editor from Atlanta, Georgia. I've been improving my skills for years and want to create promotional videos for small businesses. I'm confident in my editing abilities, but unsure about what extra equipment I need to get started, such as cameras, microphones, or lighting gear. Additionally, I'm looking for advice on how to find my first clients and build a portfolio. Should I reach out to local businesses directly, or use freelance platforms, or leverage my personal network? I'm excited to turn my passion into income, but need guidance on getting started.
Ethan, thanks for the question. I'm going to focus on the second part of it, rather than talking about the equipment, because I don't really know that. I might get it wrong. And also, it's kind of in the weeds. So I'm going to assume you can research and figure out exactly what kind of equipment you need, since you do have those skills. So you're going to think about cameras and editing software and all that. Let's talk about building your portfolio and landing your first clients. I'm a little bit better at that side of things. One of the best ways to start is by offering services to friends, family, or local organizations at a reduced rate, sometimes even for free when you're just getting going. That allows you to gain some experience, build a body of work, some work you can demonstrate as a portfolio, and collect testimonials that will help you attract future clients. We've seen a lot of people do that over the years. Nothing wrong with that. It's actually very effective. Another strategy is to partner with local businesses to create spec ads or promotional videos. So this is kind of also working for free, at least at first, when you're like, hey, I'm going to make a video for you. And if you really like it, maybe we can do something later. And you know, you can't do that forever. You can't do that for everyone. But it can be effective when you are just moving into a new industry, especially as a beginner, or at least as a new entrant. Ultimately, what you want to do is kind of get to know more people. You want to get to know more people and have them get to know your work. And so people often talk about, well, go to networking events. In some cases, that's a good idea. But in other cases, people just find that a little bit too vague, or they're also like, what do I say to people when I go? And so you can do a lot of this online now. Like networking events, I feel like Instagram and other social platforms are the new networking events, because you can reach out to people. Like every single day, video editors actually reach out to me on Instagram. It doesn't really go anywhere usually, because I don't need one at the moment. But you know, I don't mind it. It's just like they're trying, you know, they're shooting their shot. So feel free to do that. And hopefully you're going to connect with some people over time. Also, freelance platforms like Upwork or Fiverr can be great to get started. You're not going to make a lot of money there, but you will definitely get experience. You will make some money. It's better than working for free, right? And you know, as you build a reputation and get reviews on those platforms, then you can sometimes attract higher paying clients. You know, these things take time, Ethan. That's the last thing. These things take time, but if you've got the skills, now you need to spend time building that client base. So I would focus a lot on that. Obviously, figure out what equipment you need, but then focus on building that network. Let us know how it goes. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. New questions every week, updates from listeners, case studies, Throwback Thursday, Failure Friday, other segments. I'm just so excited to make this podcast for you every single day going into the 2700s. This is episode 2703. Much more to come. It's always completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.